Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome. Hour number two. I just received two emails from Jessica and Julie. It's the J section of the emails. And they both asked a question that I failed to make mention of as we began the program. They want to know if I'm going to be on next Friday evening. And the answer is no. We're preempted. I think SC basketball is playing. So we will not be here. This is literally the last broadcast of the year. And then in 2023, when we meet up again after the first, we're going to have an announcement and also some surprises about the program. So Julie and Jessica emailed me at the email address. You can forward me an email right now. It's a private email. I have my screen up. It's frank@kmgministries.com. If you want to send me an email, that comes directly to me here in the air studio. And, yeah, it's our final hour for 2022. All of a sudden, I got a little nostalgic. Oh, my goodness gracious. Life is really interesting. I'm going to resist the monologue and just say something briefly. And I don't think I'm the exception. I think a lot of us, at the end of the year, we tend to reflect on the year. First of all, what happened in 2022? I mean, it just, maybe it's a product of me getting older. They say as you get older, time accelerates. But didn't we just start this year? So my prayer is, we still have a few days before 2023, that we would take in a moment and be grateful for the moment. And my heart is that if you do not have some level of faith in a God, I follow the God of the Bible, that maybe these are conversations that we can have in the coming year. In fact, I'm just going to throw this out there. You talk about a non sequitur. If anyone in the KBC listening audience in this last hour, if you're going through a tough time and you would like me to pray for you, call the program, 800-222-5222. And I say that because literally before I got on the air and I was preparing in the other studio, I usually pray for a couple of moments. That came up very strongly. And oftentimes, I don't question my experience, what I believe is the Holy Spirit. So maybe that's you. Maybe you feel as if it's too much of a risk to call the program. Then just email me, frank@kmgministries.com. But if you're struggling, not everybody during this time of year is in a great place. This, for some, is a very difficult time of year. May not have family, loved ones, various reasons by which you're struggling. Either call me, 800-222-5222, or email me, frank@kmgministries.com. And I'd be glad to talk with you and or pray for you. All right, let's talk to Whit. Whit has been on hold from the previous hour. Whit is in Agoura Hills. The famous Whit from Agoura Hills. You're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Hello, Whit.
Hi, Frank. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You too, my friend. What's going on?
Thank you. Well, I know you from, I don't know, KOS back in early 80s or KMET. I'm not sure which one.
KLOS. You're right. Yep.
Yep. And then I talked to you once at the Christian station.
Was I nice to you? I hope.
Moderately. It was right before Trump got elected president.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That's all right. Anyway, and I'm calling this time. I'm trying to inform people and maybe direct the conversation just briefly. You talked about Elon Musk. Yeah, he's a really interesting guy. I think he's involved with the remote neural monitoring system,
yep,
which is scientifically proven and does work and all the rest of it. And then you mentioned Tucker Carlson, which last week, I'm sure you caught the program where he said, hey, it's all fake, right? Did you catch that?
I actually, before we moved in July, the setup we had, I could record, and I recorded Tucker and watched him every night. In all truth, I have not watched him in almost 6 months.
Okay. Well, that's one you might want to watch. That has to do with what you talked about, which is the Freedom of Information Act, about the JFK CIA papers that haven't been released and probably never will be.
Okay.
And he was contacted by a White House, a CIA informant who said that, in fact, that the CIA had been involved in that extermination, so to speak. Anyway, it's pretty heavy stuff. I mean, he went way out on a limb for that one. I just figured I'd share that. It's on there. I think it's still online. I don't think it's been taken off the air or whatever.
I'll take a look and see if I can find it for sure. Now, my guess is you called about something else other than sharing those thoughts.
Well, it all kind of leads to the same thing. I'm experiencing what they will do if you're a Christian and you're outspoken and you stand up for your rights and you stand up for the Constitution and our inalienable rights and worship and God and Christ and speak out and quote the Bible and things like that. They can make your life really rough, as in where you're employed, the harassment on your phone, on your cell phone, on your computer, in your church, vandalism to your home, your car. I mean, I've seen an unbelievable scenario transpire that I didn't think was possible in the United States of America. And a lot of people say, well, you know, who do you think's doing it and all the rest of that? And that's not really even the point. You kind of covered it when you talked about the people, the ultra 1% at the top, that they don't have any challenges. You know, their challenge is they want more slaves. You know.
Well, let me respond. We're almost against a break. I've got some calls here. First of all, thank you. Second of all, I'm not sure exactly where you were going, but a thought did come to mind. And I'm going to speak that thought. You began your call talking about the CIA and Tucker making reference to the JFK assassination. In fact, Roger Simon wrote a commentary. Maybe I'll read on the other side. But here's my point. Even with the Twitter revelation about what the FBI has done and the DOJ has done and the whole Trump thing and the cover-ups and the lies and the wiretapping and our quote-unquote intelligence agencies, we've got some real problems here. Wasn't that long ago, literally grandmas that would stand outside of abortion clinics and just pray were treated like domestic terrorists, rounded up, crack of dawn, guns drawn. There is an ideological war going on here, and the left is doing everything it can to intimidate anyone that doesn't agree with their view of the way things are supposed to be. And it can be pretty scary to watch. But I will tell you this. I've said this on the program many times. First of all, do not be afraid of tyrants. They're bullies. And second of all, we do not live our life in fear. Much more I'd like to share, but I'll leave it at that. 800-222-5222. I saw this tweet. Maybe it has a bit to do about what Witt said. When you thought the world couldn't get any crazier, the FBI now claims that the words of its own agents and tons of emails revealed by hashtag Twitter files are conspiracy theories and misinformation. So the FBI is saying, oh, it's nonsense. Right? The Twitter file dumps that are going on right now. The word is not crazy. I learned a long time ago when I was studying to be an actor My acting teacher said something one day that was so profound, it has stuck with me now for 20-some years. And let me try to say it succinctly because we need to break and we'll take more calls. So I went to an acting school in the Valley called Playhouse West, and they taught the Meisner technique, which is simply put, when you rehearse a scene, the Meisner technique is just mirroring back what the person says to you, literally. It can seem a bit mundane and boring, but that's the technique we were taught. So we would get scripts and then act out certain scenes and the teacher's there. And one day in particular, the star actor of the class said a couple of vulgarities. And Tony was our teacher's name, just had a meltdown. Stopped down. He goes, first of all, do never swear in my class again. But number one, don't be so lazy. Anybody can swear. It's laziness. Use your words intentionally. Think about what you are going to say and you want to express. Words are power. Words are valuable. Language is very important. And I didn't really spend a whole lot of time on that, but in the years after that, it's really hit me. Like, I almost just said the word crazy. You know, sometimes we say, man, that's really funny, when it's not funny at all. I almost said the word crazy. That's really crazy. No, it's not. This is intentional stuff that's going on. This is evil. And if we're in denial about it, if we can't think that government agencies can be that corrupt, well, that's on us. But crazy? No. All right. It's the year of the end broadcast. 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. We have a couple of lines open. Email address, frank@kmgministries.com. When we continue, Roger Simon writes for the Epoch Times. He has a commentary entitled, Has American Democracy Been a Hallucination for Nearly 60 Years? We'll read that. We'll take some calls. And much more to come right here on this, the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. If you've not heard me talk about Rejuvie in Pasadena, it's a med spa. Dr. John Shea is a co-founder. And he is a dear friend of mine. I've actually gotten PRP treatment in my right shoulder. PRP is platelet-rich plasma, I believe. And he helped me with a torn rotator cuff. I have to go back in. But they are at the forefront of things like regenerative and rejuvenation procedures. If you've got basic aches and pains, they also do aesthetic things like for your face. Look, I don't want to be over, what would be the word, over chauvinistic here, but most, you know, women like that. Very few guys are into, hey, I'm going to go get some Botox. But they do everything at Rejuvie. And I know they're open during the Christmas season, 626-551-4800. 626-551-4800. Rejuvie is in Pasadena. Rejuvie.com is their website. Take a look. You'll be glad you did. I mentioned at the top of the hour that I just sensed a prompting before I went on the air to just throw out, and I've not done it here on KBC, if anyone needs prayer, either call the program or email me. And we've already got 8 or 9 emails, and some of you that are on hold. So I'm going to maybe do that the last segment. So be patient. But if you're struggling, if this is a tough time of year for you, I'd be glad to pray for you. Maybe we'll even do it off the air if we don't have time. But hang in there. Don't give up. Sometimes God has reasons by which we can't comprehend. And I know, man, this has been the toughest 18 months of my life. Not to personalize it, but I can relate. Sometimes it's like, man, I don't know if I can do this another day. And yet God absolutely is in control, and he loves you as his beloved daughter, as his son. And you just hang in there, and if I can be an encouragement to you or help you in any way, call the program. Send me an email, 800-222-5222, or frank@kmgministries.com, and we have, I think, three lines open. Let me read the Roger Simon piece, and then we'll come back and take some calls. So, November 22nd of 1963, I was 8 years old, and I remember vividly the day John F. Kennedy was assassinated. I was a kid in our playroom at home in Cleveland, Ohio. We had a chalkboard, and my sister and I were going through math. And I remember hearing the president's been shot. And then it was, what, a couple of days later? On television, black and white TV, we saw Lee Harvey Oswald taken out by Jack Ruby. And the Kennedy assassination, I mean, I still remember the procession with the white horse and the boots backward and the empty, symbolic of the fallen leader. This is a dark moment in the history of our country. I believe his name is Abe Zapruder. The film came out where he actually filmed the assassination. And over the years, you know, tons of conspiracies, what happened. Oliver Stone's movie JFK was pretty thought-provoking. But now we're getting access to some files that have been sealed. Still more have been sealed for 60 years. Let me read you Roger Simon's commentary. Call it a democracy, call it a democratic republic, call it a constitutional republic, call it anything you want. It doesn't really matter what America is. If there is truth to what Tucker Carlson was reporting the other night via a source who had direct knowledge of still hidden documents concerning the Kennedy assassination implicating the CIA. If indeed the CIA was in any way involved in the assassination of JFK on November 22nd, 1963, then anything that has happened in the public sphere in our country since that day has basically been a hallucination created by an intelligence agency far deeper than most of us, certainly me, writes Roger Simon. Since I was never much given to conspiracy theories, I even imagined. That former CIA director Mike Pompeo declined to appear on Carlson's show to discuss this is not insignificant. We all know that 51 intelligence officials, John Brennan and others who fallaciously claimed 2 years ago the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, they have to have known otherwise. But now this? Why are 3% of the Warren Commission documents on the assassination still being hidden after those nearly 60 years with all the major players dead, if not to hide something of serious importance from the American public? Simon writes, it's time to reconsider Oliver Stone's JFK, that though I admire Oliver's filmmaking, I originally thought to be a crackpot. The Kennedy assassination has special ramifications for me, Simon writes, because it occurred on my 20th birthday. I was a Dartmouth student at the time and drove down to spend the weekend with my girlfriend at Skidmore, Saratoga Springs, New York, and sat in a motel room stunned and mesmerized watching Jack Ruby shoot Lee Harvey Oswald live on the black and white television. I cannot remember seeing anything more inexplicable in my life. How could this have happened and been allowed to happen only hours after the assassination? In retrospect, it becomes even more incredible. In a certain sense, I now feel that most of my adult life, what I thought was real, has been erased. Although most of us of a certain age have our own personal stories, that's the relatively minor part. Historically, for our country at large, the Kennedy assassination was a disaster. It led to the ascendance of Lyndon Johnson and his Great Society social programs. Simon writes, what actually occurred because of these programs was the not-so-gradual destruction of the black family. The women having been financially induced via handouts to marry the state instead of the men who normally would have been their husbands. The statistics on the decline of the black family and the rise of single-parent households are well known, as are the results that the black community and the rest of us live through on a daily basis. What becomes of a man, black or white, who no longer has the responsibility of being a father? LBJ was in many ways the godfather of Black Lives Matter, not to mention the hugely sad violence in the streets of our biggest cities, most notably Chicago. If all of this is true, the question becomes, how do we get out of this hallucination that is more powerful than, though not unrelated to, the mass formation psychosis described by the Belgian academic Matthias Desmet? To begin with, we need the full information, every document, and we need it now. Without the public being able to review that last 3%, we can go no further. We should be calling for that loudly. The Everly Brothers perhaps put it best, although in another context, when they wrote the lyrics to the song Wake Up Little Susie, and it goes like this: Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We've both been sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock, and we're in trouble deep. Roger Simon writes for the Epoch Times. We are going to break 1 minute early. Goodness, look at the board. Board's almost full. We have a couple lines open, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Really, the only story I definitely am going to get to is the Kirk Cameron story about wanting to go to libraries and read his book on life from a biblical perspective. 52 libraries across the country said, no, we're not interested. But the same libraries embrace the Drag Queen Story Hour. So that's a story we'll take, and also we'll take a lot of calls. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. And on this final broadcast of 2022, this is the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC, welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. It is Christmas Eve, and I said this earlier, if you're like me and somehow you've waited to the last minute to buy a gift that you think would be jewelry, I cannot emphasize enough my good friend Albert from Noble Jewelers. In fact, I'm going out there tomorrow. He is in Monrovia off the 210, and I think he's at Huntington. Albert has been a jeweler for decades. He hand makes everything, pendants, watches, rings, necklaces. I mean, he's got everything there. And he's a great guy and quite a storyteller. So I'm going to make a buzz out there tomorrow. My anniversary is the 29th. Uh-oh. So let me give you the number. I would call ahead, but if you're looking for a last-minute gift, make sure you tell Albert to give you the Frank Sontag special, 626-357-9357. 626-357-9357. Noble Jewelers, tell Albert hello. Now, I want to be honest with you. I don't know if we've ever had a board this full before. Brent, Kim, Vera, Neil, Bill, Tony, George. I think we have one line open, 800-222-KABC. So let me just take calls basically for the last two segments. And I also want to get into the Kirk Cameron story. We'll start on the top. And Brent is a regular caller and one of my favorites. Brent in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for calling, Brent.
Thank you. An illuminating and victorious Christmas and Hanukkah, Frank.
Amen. You
during
too.
During Hanukkah, I wanted to discuss how the culture war that's waged against America by today's wickedly woke corresponds to the 2,200-year-old culture war that was waged against the Jews by the Syrian Greeks. And in spite of their extraordinary literature, theater, art, architecture, and science, the rabbis saw the Greeks as a people of darkness because they were spiritually deaf, dumb, and blind to God, his Ten Commandments, and oppressed and murdered, imposing only their amoral paganism in those days. And the Greeks did in those days what today's godless Marxists impose in their culture war, outlawing freedom of speech, religion, the Ten Commandments, ethical education, individual liberty, all the while they're demanding that we accept and sanctify their heartless adultery, childhood sexual abuse, and their weaponized homosexual extortion and intimidation.
I have a few questions for you, less about the topic that you shared, more about you. You've called the program a number of times. I always like when you call. Are you, and I'm not asking for your site. Are you in social media at all?
No, I'm not.
I didn't think you were. Number two, have you ever done any teaching at all?
Well, indirectly, I used to do therapy and therapy groups with severely disturbed psychiatric patients.
And have you ever written any books? Do you write at all?
No, well, I only write for myself, but I haven't formally done any writing.
Okay. So here's the question after those three. What do you do to express all of this knowledge, information, wisdom that you have other than, I mean, call my program? Do you call other radio stations, other programs?
Yes. I've been trying to talk to anybody who will listen.
So this is a good outlet for you.
Yes. And you know, conservative talk radio is really open now to ideas and thoughts, and especially to godliness and spirituality.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, Los Angeles is blessed because of you. I think God smiles whenever he hears your soliloquies.
Oh, you're very kind. I didn't know you were going to go there, but thank you for being so kind.
Thank you.
And I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I look forward to talking to you on the other side. And thank you for calling tonight.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Let us talk, and the calls on the screen are wide and varied. They're no topic in particular. So let's talk to Bill in Glendale. Bill, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Frank. How are you today?
Good. What's going on?
Can you hear me?
So far, so good.
Hello?
Yes, I can. We'll try a little more.
Thank you. I really enjoy your show. There's a lot I'd like to talk about, but there's something I'd like to mention to the station. That there's so many other stations that play sports. I would rather have you on the air than listen to sports. I played a lot of sports, but I don't care to watch other people do it. It's like other things. And you really bring up some good topics here. And you get some very good listener call-in, too. And I really would like to hear that next Friday rather than have to find something else to listen to.
Well, look, you're very kind. Thank you for that. I did know that's what you were going to say. But let me respond directly. And by the way, you can listen to any of my broadcasts. The podcasts are up at franksontag.com. And Bill, God bless you. Merry Christmas. But let me respond to that. And I can't believe I'm saying this as a UCLA guy, okay? But in radio, you have to run a radio station. Now, this is the USC Trojans radio station. We broadcast football, basketball. In fact, oh, I got to be careful here. I hope and pray he's still my friend. But I know Pete Arbogast really well. He's phenomenal. He's the greatest. I mean, I don't want to go on about Pete. He's the Trojan broadcaster for football. He's very gifted at it. We had a little falling out years ago over Trump. But my point being this, we're an SC sports station. And that's just the way it is. And it happens that on some Friday nights, you know, I'm preempted. But thank you for the kind comments. You take the good with the good. And I'm sure my boss isn't listening, but, you know, maybe we should broadcast UCLA sports instead of SC sports. All right, let's move along. We are digressing here by the moment. Tony in Santa Clarita. Tony, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. How are you, Tony?
Hey, Frank, you know, the pandemic has caused this great society experiment engineering to end because you can work from home, homeschooling, shop from home on the internet. you don't have to integrate with anyone. There's no, like, experiment, melting pot, anything else that they were trying to do all that time. It's all over now. And I think these kids, maybe not the teenagers, but maybe like the 10-year-olds, they're going to have it so much better than we had it when we were 10 years old in the 70s. I was 10 years old in the 70s. It was like at school, it was really, really bad. We had Weather Underground teachers at our school. We had Black Panther teachers at our school.
So I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. You're saying this is a good thing conclusively through and through?
From home, school from home, shop on the internet. Yeah. Don't have to submit to all this engineering experiment that's been going on our whole life.
Engineering experiment, elaborate. What does that mean?
Social engineering, like collectivism, socialism, communalism, American family, melting pot, sharing, like all that junk.
All that junk. So that's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing. People need to be self-sufficient. They can't be like expecting people to pander to them with their sob stories. There's just some people are just lazy. They just want somebody to help them out, just like you said, with the women who are married to the state.
So to stay home, there aren't lazy people that stay home?
You could work from home in a home office with a computer.
Yeah,
I
understand
you
that.
Homeschool in a computer. You don't have to go to submit to, like, your boss's engineering or your...
Yeah, I got you. So let me ask you this. When, in February of 2020, the lockdowns began, I had an afternoon program Monday through Friday. What would you say to me as a guy who had the option to stay home? And I said, why would I stay home? I drove into work every day in the studio every afternoon.
Yeah, but you don't have a boss looking over your shoulder like everyone else does.
You want to bet? You want to bet?
Agenda.
No, that's not true. But anyway, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, well, I want to say something here, but I can't. Yeah, of course you have bosses looking over your shoulder. And that was especially true at the station I used to work at. But of course they're going to look over your shoulder. They have a station to run. But let me also be more direct. And I don't want to eviscerate you, Tony, or go on some passionate diatribe speaking against what you said. But I will tell you this. I don't think it's an all or nothing thing. I think there is some benefit in homeschooling for some. But with respect, if you don't think 2 years of lockdowns caused extreme damage to our children in a lot of ways, where they actually didn't have any literal social interaction with their friends, I don't know what to tell you. We're social creatures. It's not some construct that's made up by people that want to necessarily monopolize and brainwash people. All or nothing is not the way to look at things. I mean, you're not there, but my first thought is what? So we just stare at screens for the rest of our lives and stay in our rooms? I just don't think that's the way we're made. We're made to get outside and get some sun on our face. And I remember years ago, a friend of mine lived in the Venezuelan rainforest for 20 years. He was dodged the war. We called him Jungle Mike. He lived there literally 20 years. He hung out with the Yanomami tribe, indigenous people, did a lot of stuff we don't need to talk about. But here's the point. When he came back and I spent some time with him, he was not fond of technology in a lot of ways. And he would say, yeah, you know, there's documentaries on TV about the rainforest. He goes, guess what? Sitting at the comforts of your home, watching a documentary on TV about the rainforest is not the same thing as being in the rainforest, fighting all sorts of things disease-wise and seeing skinny cows everywhere and dreaming about pizzas. Being in the rainforest literally is experience in the rainforest. And there's something weird about this virtual world that we're so enamored by. And you best believe I'll always come to a radio station. For me, nothing beats sitting here seeing Wayman in the other studio. Trisha's usually here. we're in person doing this thing. Why would I want to sit in a square room at home staring at a screen and do this program? Ugh. Last thing. God created the world. His blueprint is everywhere. Why would I not want to get outside and see the vistas and everything that he has made for us and our enjoyment? I'll leave it at that. I actually have a lot more, but we're late for a break, and I want to make sure we do this last break right. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Our last segment for 2022 is upon us. It's next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. It is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Before we take calls and finish our last segment of the year, I want to give a shout out to my good friend Craig Parker Adams, who is a rock and roll guitarist and songwriter. He has a brand new album out called Vistali Buell, and he's just, I can't say enough about Craig. It's really good rock and roll. I can't think of a, if you like, well, the genre of like Van Halen or classic rock, Craig is his own guy, but his album is phenomenal, and talk about a last-minute Christmas gift. Just go to CraigParkerAdams.com if you'd like to pick up a copy. He also has other accoutrements that he shares with you at his website, CraigParkerAdams.com. And brother, if you're listening, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I love you very much. Craig is an amazing guy and an amazing guitarist. All right, so let me do the Kurt Cameron thing very quickly, and then we're going to close with something I opened up at the top of the hour. Of the 54 public libraries contacted with requests to allow a story hour with actor Kurt Cameron, featuring his faith-based book, As You Grow, only two are going to allow him to rent space in their facilities, even though it was out of fear of facing legal and financial consequences. The same libraries are known to have hosted and sponsored the Drag Queen Story Hour. A Rasmussen survey released in November showed that 60% of American adults consider Drag Queen Story Hour to be inappropriate for children. Do you think? Cameron's publisher, Brave Books, Stanford, can't say the word brave. Cameron's publisher, Brave Books, reached out to 54 publicly funded libraries to have hosted, that have hosted a Drag Queen Story Hour, hoping to schedule a reading of Cameron's book, As You Grow, which is described as a funny story with brilliant art that teaches the biblical truths of the fruit of the Spirit. We did not ask any of the libraries to sponsor the story hour. We just asked for permission to rent a room. Of the 54, 52 said they either didn't respond or they actively said faith-based book readings went against their core beliefs in the library. So Cameron kind of pulled the, well, you know, that's illegal. And two of the 54 said, okay. Well, it's just a fascinating story, right? Faith is a no-no, but drag queens, green lights. Oh, my goodness. All right, let us talk to Kim in Los Angeles. Kim, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Hello, Kim.
Merry Christmas, Frank. Thanks so much for letting me talk with you tonight.
Absolutely.
And when you were giving out your request, your invitation for prayer, I was on the way to an important event, and I felt so compelled to pull off and call and ask for prayer that I, you know, just discontinued the event tonight. And I felt like the paralytic in the gospel who his friends lowered him into the room so that he could be with Jesus. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not comparing you to the Lord. No human being, myself included, is like Jesus. But I just felt this strong need for prayer tonight. And I'm thankful that I'm here. So that's where I'm at tonight.
I am... I'm humbled beyond words. So let me just try to pray internally for a moment in the Holy Spirit. And I will ask you this. You do know what Jesus asked the paralytic before he healed him, don't you?
Actually, Frank, I don't. I read the Bible quite frequently, but I'm not sure what he said. I know that Jesus forgave him before he healed him
yep.
of his physical disability.
Yep. So I'm not a biblical scholar. I don't have an MDiv, but 38 years, the paralytic, as you may know, was at the Pool of Bethesda where there was healing. And probably the first few years he tried to get in somehow, and then he just gave up and was there for 38 years. Yeah. So when Jesus came on the scene and the interaction began, Jesus asked him, "Do you truly want to be healed?" Which is a bizarre question. It defies logic because you would think a paralytic 38 years at a healing pool, well, come on, Lord, of course he wants to be healed. But it was an intentional question. I mean, it's the Lord. So I don't know what's going on with you. I will pray in the spirit, if you will, but I want to ask you that question. Whatever it is, do you truly want to be healed?
Yes, I do. And if I can share with you what's going on.
Please.
For a moment. And I'm calling on you and all the followers of Jesus Christ who are listening to join with us in prayer tonight. But there were some strange things happened. I've been involved in spiritual warfare, and I was at a place that was, I wasn't normally there. I mean, this was a place, for some reason, I was in this location that I normally would not be, and there was a woman walking across the street with a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, just made a comment on the dog or something like that, and we started talking. Mm-hmm. And I invited her to church, and later I found out that she had prayed that very hour that someone would lead her to the right church. She was a new believer.
Mm-hmm.
And we started doing ministry together. We did street evangelism. She invested her own money in Bible tracts, and we were on fire for the Lord. And all of a sudden, we were going to go to church one Sunday. It was Saturday night. I said to her, "What time do you want me to pick you up tomorrow?" And out of the blue, she said, "I don't want to go to church. Take me home." Mm-hmm. And one of my pastor friends said, "The Lord has a big plan for her life, but the devil is really mm-hmm. trying to mess with her."
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking you and all the believers to pray for my friend. I'd rather not give her name over the air
yep.
out of respect for her privacy. But, you know, I want her, whatever happens,
yep.
I want her to come back to Jesus. I don't know what, you know, she has cut me out of her life. She
yep.
will not communicate with me anymore. And I don't know.
How long ago was this?
This was in 2021,
yep.
like July. We were still in communication up until sometime this year. And I felt this. I felt when I was having my devotions that the Lord was saying, "I'm cutting her off from you." I was reading about where Jesus said, "I am the vine and you are the branches."
Yep.
And I felt like the Lord was saying that. And because she is no longer producing fruit.
Yep.
And I put on social media, I put this religious Christian teacher up. He had a vine in his hand and he was preaching on the vine and the branches.
Yep.
And within 45 minutes, she blocked me on social
yep,
media.
Yep, yep. All right, let me pray because I literally have about 2.5 minutes. And the prayer might not sound like exactly what you're asking for, but I just want to share what's on my heart. Lord, we come to you, Kim, myself, thousands of people, some that are followers of you, some that may not even acknowledge you. But I pray that you curse witches and workers of iniquity. I pray that you send angels to confuse, confound, and disrupt them and cancel every act of demonically inspired activity that may be in this woman's life or anybody that's listening to me right now. I pray that God's people become inspired to pray actively against such things and retake that territory and to continue to be a prayerful warrior for Christ and discomfort everyone working for the dark forces of evil. Pray for them to repent and seek salvation. I pray that we turn neighborhoods and locations into beacons of light for God, and that God needs people to change the spiritual atmosphere. I pray for Kim right now in this burden that he has of confusion, that you would give him, that you would release the scales from his eyes and give him clarity as to whatever reason this break happened that I clearly sensed when Kim was sharing, and to give him peace about this. And Father God, you know everything. It's in your timing. And there's more to the story that I do not have time to pray, but Lord, you know it all. I pray for redemption. I pray for reconciliation. And I pray for Kim to understand the deeper truth of what is transpiring here in just this moment in time. That's all it is, a moment in time. In Romans 8:28, we know that everything is going to work for the greater good for you, Father. So I pray this in the name above all names, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kim, would you do me a favor and send me an email and let me know how I can get a hold of you?
I would be happy to do that. Definitely.
It's just frank@kmgministries.com. And I need to go because we are signing off here. But send me an email, let me know how I can get a hold of you, and we'll pick up where we left off. For our KABC family, God bless you. I pray you have a wonderful Christmas season. Happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, you name it. I'm asking for God's blessing on you. Thank you for everybody with this program. Thank you for Wayman, Trish back home. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.